All right. And at 9 a.m., you are listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. A couple of Chuck Norris moments to get your mood changed there, and we're going to do it some more here with some music. It is Open Mic Radio. Friday means it's time for some music. Let's get it going with the wonderful Dave Durnley.
I know everything about nothing. Nothing's what I know best. Ask me your hardest question about nothing. Honey, I'll pass the test. Well, out on the street there is no one, no one to meet my eye. With a wink or a nod or a tip of the hat, can't find no tears to cry. Nothing's what I'm up to, nothing's what I got. Got nothing in my head, nothing in my heart. Nothing's what I got. There ain't a minute worth of truth in a whole damn hour of talk. Nothing talks a talk true, baby, but nothing walks a walk. Well, the test of time reveals to me that nothing ain't something to fear. Nothing is better than anything. Yeah, nothing's welcome here. Nothing's what I'm up to. Nothing's what I got. Got nothing in my head, nothing in my heart. Yeah, nothing's what I got.
Righty. Welcome to the Friday morning.
Happy breakfast.
Happy breakfast, right. The champagne of beers. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, June the 28th, 2019. Welcome to the program. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. No doubt about that today. Feature live in-studio performances and a weekly rundown of musical events. My name is Mike Hagan. I'm glad to be with you this morning. Glad you're here with us. Hot and sunny Friday. Looks like it's going to be that way for the entire weekend. Maybe put on a pair of shorts, get out there and have some fun. A lot going on in town this weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. It's great to have my good friend Dave Durnley with me in the studio this morning. He's a hell of a musician and plays out and about quite a bit with a few different projects. We'll talk with Dave, and he's going to play some songs for us, and we'll do it like we do on Open Mic Radio every Friday. We'll also take a look around town and see what's happening tonight and tomorrow. Swing on by if you're in our neck of the woods here, 915 East Broadway. Doors are open. Love it when people come down and just drop in and say hi. Yeah. Awesome time on the program last week. We had Justin Hickerson. Turns out the troubadour drummer can play the guitar and sing, too.
Yeah, and he's a pretty boy, too.
He's a good-looking man, isn't he? Big thanks to Justin for coming down here. If you get the chance, see him, whether he's playing the drums with the Daves or Paul Weber and the Scrappers, or whether it's just him on the guitar. Really enjoyed his songs last week. So thanks again to Justin. Maybe we'll hear from him later in the program if he gives us a call like he does sometimes. We'll see. Anyway, this morning in the studio with me, my good friend Dave Durnley. I'm thrilled to have you here, David. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
Always good to be here.
Always a great time to see you. And Dave's going to play some songs for us. What was that first one called, Dave?
It was called Nothing.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Go figure.
Yeah. We were actually planning on having Mike Nolan here today from the Blue Note. Mike's the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. He's got a busy day, though, so we talked yesterday and decided that we're going to move that to next week. And Dave here was nice enough to step in on short notice, and always happy to have some music from Mr. Dernley. So maybe I'll have you play another one, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. What do you think?
Okay, all right. I can do that.
Let's do that. You got a whole stack of them there, so I'm gonna make you play a few.
All right.
All right, it's Dave Dernley, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, and Dave's going to play another one. What do you got, Dave?
This one's called Break.
Fantastic.
Sober didn't look so good that Sunday afternoon. Wagon lurched and broke a wheel when she walked into the room. I gave up and drank my fill in a bar I didn't know. My money drained, hopped a train, it didn't matter where we'd go. It ain't a plan, this ain't a mistake that I made. It takes a plan to be a modern man and a television set with prison walls I built myself for the crimes I can't forget. Steam engine train, I forgot your name, all the line were rolling down. But I could see the stars from your open cars in the towns without a name. It ain't a plan, it ain't a mistake that I made. With a put-on smile I learned how as a kid. Through winter snows I go down slow, gonna need more speed to skid. The rhythm of the cars and the counties rolling by gives me the time to ease my mind, but I know that it won't last. It ain't a plan, it ain't a mistake that I make. It ain't clear how I got here, and it ain't clear how I go. I'll count it as a blessing if when the time comes I don't know. Out among the living, in a castle made of sand. It's a fool's excuse to think that it was made by some God's hand. This ain't a plan, it ain't a mistake that I make. I felt it as it happened, just like a bone to break.
All right. Wonderful. Another nice one, David. I haven't heard that one before.
I'm not sure I've ever played that one out in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been kind of like a year since I've done any songs, and I couldn't even remember what I used to do. So,
well, I couldn't tell the last time I saw you out playing a solo gig. You're so busy with the Daves and with the Scrappers and everything else.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Well, I think you should do it more. It's really nice to hear you play songs by yourself.
Wow, well, thanks.
Really great. All right, Yeah, Dave Durnley with me in the studio this morning. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. It's about 10 minutes after 9. Hope you're all enjoying this Friday morning. And thanks to Dave for coming down. I appreciate it again, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what do you listen to these days?
Oh, wow. I listen to just about everything, and I like about anything that's not like everything else. I mean, we've had the conversation about Beak. I've been listening to Beak and Portishead a lot lately.
Beak,
and
yeah.
And I like listening to jazz, and I just bought it's a new record that just came out, but it's old stuff that Townes Van Zandt, I think it's called Sky Blue.
I love Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah, I just got that.
I played some Townes when I do the Radio Rangers show on Sunday sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and who doesn't like Townes?
Oh, it's, man.
Like, you know, that's kind of a measure of somebody's good taste right there.
Where's he from? Is he a Texas guy?
I think so, yeah.
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 All right.
Yeah, but so I listen to all kinds of stuff. It just, you know, I listen to weirdo trance music and, you know, not... I kind of got in a little kick the other day, and I listened to some rap stuff. I found some old boxes with CDs in them, and I realized I've never really been a rap fan, and I realized why that was, because I found a couple Public Enemy CDs in this box. And I was listening to Public Enemy, and that was the first rap CD I ever bought,
right,
you know,
yeah,
way back when.
School,
and
right.
I realized it's like, you know, after you listen to those guys, and then you listen to some of the other stuff, it's like it just didn't do it for me.
No, so. I mean, that's the old stuff is still totally
legit.
Oh, man,
you know? Yeah, and I kind of went down this wormhole, started watching old Public Enemy videos, you know, on YouTube, and it's like, man, those guys are just...
Yeah, they were off the rock.
Yeah, for an old, you know, gray-haired white guy, it's like, that's pretty powerful stuff.
No doubt about it. All right, hey, you know... looking at your stack of songs there, we really never talked about songwriting much before, I don't think. You have written a lot of songs, apparently.
Oh, yeah, tons of them.
Do you still write regularly?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, hardly a day goes by that I don't have a little idea, and I'll play into my... you know, cell phone.
Is that what you'll do? You'll actually turn a little recorder on and just kind of,
sometimes
throw down a couple chords or something?
Sometimes I'll stick with it till it's done, and other times, you know, I've got like 4,000 voice memos on my iPhone. And just, you know, the problem there is there's probably some good ideas back in there somewhere that'll never
right,
be.
Right, they'll never see the light of day.
Yeah, I do that all the time, you know, and of course, you know, out where I live, it's like I got stuff set up all the time, and if I wake up and feel like it, man, I'll just get up.
Just lay it down.
Yep.
Right on. Hey, we got someone on the line here. I'm not sure who might be calling. Maybe it's Justin. We're going to find out, though. Hi, it's Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is the real Justin Hickerson.
Troubadour drummer, the Grassmaster himself.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, shit. Goodness. Now I'm blushing. I actually just slammed the brakes on the truck here. I got a quick question for you, though, Dave.
Yeah.
What was the pitcher in The Sandlot's name?
Oh, man.
What a great movie.
Gosh, I don't know, Justin. That's, wow.
All right, Mike, we got a situation here. I don't think that's the real David Durnley in the studio with you. I think you've got an imposter.
These days you might not know. Maybe we got the cloned Dave Durnley.
Isn't all right, I'm going to show him my birthmarks and my tattoos now just to prove it.
Oh, no. Now it's going to get x-rated here in the studio.
Is Durnley cloning now? Good gracious.
Maybe he just lost that section of brain cells.
I'm old. I forget things, Justin. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you guys on the radio. I actually incidentally just saw David Durnley not more than 12 hours ago.
Is that right? You guys must have been practicing some music, huh?
We were practicing something, let me tell you what.
Yep.
What do you got going today, Justin? Hey, by the way, thanks again for coming down last week. I really enjoyed it when you were down here.
Thanks for inviting me. It was a really nice time. I am just wrapping up the week, unfortunately, in the landscaping industry. The 4th of July is kind of the like Black Friday, so I'm actually going to be working all through the weekend in preparation, you know, making sure everybody's everybody's stuff looks looks good, and then I'm going to go home to my pile of crap and enjoy the 4th of July.
You're making me feel bad, Justin, because I never do anything constructive, and you're going to be working on July 4th, so, wow.
Well, no, I'm not working on July
4th. Oh, you're not? Okay.
I'm working through the weekend, that way
well, that's the same thing.
The 4th falls on the middle of next week, we'll be done.
Sure.
All right. Well,
and no one will be all like, my yard doesn't look good enough to shoot fireworks on.
Yeah, everyone's
got
to.
And then the following week, I get to clean up everybody's fireworks.
Really? Is that what they do? Like when you go out to the place and there's just it's just littered with all the old bottle rockets and everything, you got to clean them up.
Yeah, some people do actually.
Just
and
run
it's
them over.
I would just mow over them and just shred that stuff, man.
Two passes, they'll be
fine. It's not really in the contract for me to clean it up, but out of necessity, you know, just do it.
That's why people like you.
Such a stinking nice guy.
You know, and that's why you're such a good businessman. You just go above and beyond, and you always over deliver, Justin. That's what I love about you.
I like over-deliver. It's better than you always overplay your hand.
Hey, speaking of that, we got a poker game next week, it looks like.
Yes, we do. So bring your pocketbook.
All right, man.
Dave,
Does Dave owe you any money? Are you guys clear and straight?
Better to owe it to you than cheat you out of it.
I don't know. I'll have to go check my record book here.
And by the way, I heard you called a mediocre poker player, too. I won't say who did it, but I heard that.
Yeah. They're just jealous, man. That jealousy is a stinky cologne.
All right, Justin. Well, you go out there and mow some lawns and enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe we'll catch up later tonight, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Y'all take her easy.
Hey,
love you, Dave.
Bye, Justin.
Justin, you got anything coming up? You got anything, any music you want to talk about?
The Ridge Runners next weekend will be playing, but it'll be at Westport Saloon in Kansas City.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun, though.
And then... Shoot, I think the week after that, I'll be playing drums for Tim Carey.
Nice.
It's not a Ridge Runner show, it's just Tim Carey, but it'll be opening up for Matt Woods, but I don't know exact date on that. I think it's on a Wednesday. I think it's the following Wednesday,
The
11th or something.
Hey, Jess, Jack Grelly's going to be out at the winery tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I'm going to have do everything I can to make it out to that, because... I like Jack, and that seems like that'll be a nice show.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going
to try and be mingling around there. That's my plan.
All right, well, maybe I'll see you down there. Okay, bye.
Yeah, sounds good. Y'all take it easy.
So long.
See ya.
All right, bye.
All right, there's Justin Hickerson. Justin is a wonderful guitar player, and he also plays the drums for the Scrappers and for the Daves. He was down here last week. We had a great time with Justin. All right, back to my buddy Dave Dernley, however, though. So speaking of Jack Grelly... I'm looking forward to that show, too. You know Jack from way back, I guess, right?
Yeah, I met Jack like way back when I first met Weber,
That
Weber
makes sense.
Knew him.
Yeah.
And, he was, doing solo stuff. In fact, his first CD I listened to all the time, and it's just...
Is that the one with the Johnson family?
No, it was before that. It's just Jack by himself, gosh, it's got a bunch of good songs on it,
Yeah, he's a great songwriter. He's got a real cool voice.
And plus, he's just a darn good guy.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've never met him before, but I'm hoping to say hi tomorrow night. For those of you who are out there and are not familiar with Jack Grelly, he's a great singer-songwriter out of the St. Louis area. He's been pretty tightly connected with a bunch of the gang around Columbia here.
Well, formerly of Columbia. He lived in Columbia when I met him.
Yeah, and he played... I know he's real familiar with John and Andy and the Hoot and Holler gang and of course, Kelly and Ryan and all those guys. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, great stuff coming up tomorrow night at the winery. That's probably one that we're... A good chunk of our gang is probably going to be there, I imagine.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's see. We were talking about songwriting before Justin called. Are you, considering that you spend so much time working with the Scrappers and working with the Daves, do you have enough time still to write your own stuff and to take time to actually build songs?
Yeah. I mean, it's just... I don't worry about it too much, like going, I got to write a song today or I got to finish one. It just kind of, sometimes, three or four days in a row, stuff will just, ideas will hit you and I'll work on them. And other times weeks will go by. So I don't have any rhyme or reason to it. It happens or it doesn't. And
yeah,
I've actually been working on a lot of kind of electronic music lately.
Really?
And doing.
What do you mean by what do you mean
like
by that? Like Herbie Hancock?
No. I mean more like ambient kind of weirdo noise drone. Just whatever, you know. Like I said, whatever strikes my fancy. Some days it's good, and some days it's bad.
Do you have a little recording setup at your at the place on the bluff?
Yeah. Well, in fact, the new Scrappers record we recorded up there. So, and it's about to drop, but we recorded
really
that up on the bluff, yeah.
Very excited to hear that, by the way.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you know, but let's talk a little bit about that. The Paul Weber and the Scrappers new record will be coming out sometime in the next few months. I know that you're waiting for the actual master, or?
Well, everything's done. They're off being replicated or
so they're actually pressing them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're being manufactured right now. And right now, I don't think all the details have been firmed up yet, but we're looking at the 19th of July. And I probably shouldn't say where and what's going on because I'm not sure.
For a release party or something
like
that.
For a release party, yeah, here in town, yeah. But
all right.
I think it's July 19th is the date.
God, I hope not. I'm in Chicago that weekend. I might have to call Paul and try to strong arm. Yeah, like that'll work, right? Yeah.
Well, maybe you can blackmail him or something.
That's probably more likely that I'd have more success with the blackmail than the strong arm with Paul. Yeah. Anyway, well, regardless, that'll be great music. New stuff from Paul and the Scrappers coming out. Their first record from 2017 is still up there with some of my favorites from the last couple of years.
Oh,
so.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's great. Can you tell us what it's called, or is it? It has to be titled.
It's called Weird Country, as far as I know.
Weird Country.
Yeah.
All right, and you've got you, Justin, Paul,
and Jesse,
and Jesse, of course. And any guests?
No.
Just the four of you guys laying it out.
Yeah, you're stuck with us again.
That's great, though. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and that sort of makes sense for the style of music that is. It's pretty intentional.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, and Paul is real intentional. You know, I tend to let things kind of slide and whatever happens, happens. But, you know, he's a stern taskmaster in that regard. And you know, to a good end, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Having the structure and that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Discipline.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of keep it like
yeah.
that. And I know that's the goal of that. Of
yeah,
that.
We keep things pretty light, but they're definitely, you know, we're, you know, pretty tight arrangements on things.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. What's the style? Similar to the first record, or you got some different stuff on there?
It's similar to the first record, but it's a little different. We've got some stuff that kind of veers towards maybe a little bit of R&B, and you know, but I don't know. I have a hard time with genres, you know. Well, we play country music. Well,
right.
Within country, you could talk all day about different stuff. So,
right.
I don't know. We're just calling it. I'm just calling it Scrappers music. You know.
Sounds good. What was the show like last week? Didn't you guys play a show last weekend?
We did play. We played out at Barn Out.
That's right. It was Barn Out last weekend.
That was always a cool time out there.
Were lucky you were there Saturday instead of Friday. Friday was a mess.
Yeah. I was going to be there Friday, but I've got an old 18-year-old dog that I didn't want to board for the weekend. She's, you know.
Right.
She's a little bit feeble, but gets along fine. So I stayed home, and, you know, I'm sure they were using my name. Talking about that jerk that's sitting at home where it's dry and warm. But,
right.
Yeah, but nobody looked done the worse for wear. Everybody was having a good time. You know, I mean, it's camping out, swimming, so it's I think they adapted and just moved all the music inside and had a good time anyway.
Where's that at? I forget how far away that
is. It's over by California, Missouri.
Yeah, about an hour, not even.
Yeah, maybe 40. I don't really know. You know, like if you could go right across the river, it's not very far.
Right, but you got
to
zigzag
down
all the way.
City, yeah,
right,
it's right. Probably 45 minutes or an hour. It's,
all right. What's happening up on the bluff? How's the spring and summer? Did the water affect you at all? And you certainly had a lot of experience seeing it happen. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what it's been like in the spring.
Yeah, it's I am up on the bluff, so it didn't affect me, you know. The effect to me was like the bridge down in Wilton had water over it, which it does again this morning. You know, I had to go around. It's coming back up again.
Amazing.
I'm not sure how long ago it was. That first time it came up, one of the levees broke there between Easley and Wilton. Mm. And, you know, so the river bottoms out there were all flooded. And I know couple of the people that live down in the bottoms off the road, you know, are kind of flooded in. They either have to boat out or, you know,
unbelievable,
stay at home and do something else. Yeah, it is unbelievable.
It's going to be an interesting summer because there's a lot of water out west still that hadn't even melted. I know they had a record snowpack out west, and that stuff's still coming our way at some point. So
yeah, it's you know, you got to be a hardy soul to live with that.
No doubt. We'll see if the Army Corps of Engineers is worth their salt this year. I got a feeling.
I'd sure hate to be one of their spokesmen, you know, some meeting, but it's bad news.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to ask you. Maybe we'll play another song for us, and then we'll come back and do a little rundown of some of the things that are happening this weekend. You want to do that, maybe?
Yeah, let me have a taste of my breakfast here.
All right, I got one too. Me and Dave are sharing ourselves a little champagne this morning.
Yeah, having a champagne brunch in here.
Yeah.
And in honor of that, I'm going to do a song called Drinking Again.
Very good. This is Dave Durnley. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. Back in a few minutes.
There you sit at the bar. Well, it don't matter where you've been, that's where you are. Empty bottles, empty smiles, and a whole lot of lonely empty miles. Yes, I've been drinking again. Drinking's my only friend. Never lets me down until the bar shuts down. Tomorrow's another day. I'll pass in just the same way. I won't lie, I won't pretend. I'll just start drinking again. Pockets, empty home, emptiness left better off alone. Might get better, could get worse. Well, I don't care that my blessings are a curse. Yes, I've been drinking again. Drinking's my only friend. Never lets me down until the bar shuts down. Tomorrow's another day. I'll pass it just the same way. I won't lie, won't pretend. I'll just start drinking again.
Obviously, a little Scrappers influence on that one there.
I love it. Is that a recently written song?
That's a couple years old. A
couple years?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, that's Dave Durnley once again here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We'll hear a couple more from Dave here before the end of the program. Stick around at 10 o'clock. You got Diana Moxon, and speaking of the arts, and Diana will always have an interesting show for us, and I'll be sticking around running the board for her. I always love doing Diana's show because I learn a whole lot about the art scene in town that I'm not that connected to, although I am sort of now just by osmosis because of Diana. In fact, I'm going to go see Mamma Mia tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Down at Jeff City.
Live,
whole family's going to go down there.
Yeah, I like that show, too, because, you know, I mean, being kind of close to the music scene, I know a lot of the music stuff going around, but, you know, performance art and you know, some of the thespian activities are a little out of my ballpark, so it's kind of...
Yeah, but they're actually kind of connected, you know, we're also...
Yeah, well, they are connected, you know, but it's, you know, nice to hear the personalities involved in that I probably wouldn't otherwise be exposed to that closely.
Absolutely, that's true. All right, let's see what is happening around town tonight. Looks like at the Blue Note, we got one of our... other radio stations here in town is sponsoring a rock and roll show tonight, the Morning Shag Birthday Bash.
Oh, wow.
This ought to be a real cheeseball show. But anyway, you got tribute sets of Lynyrd Skynyrd, AC/DC, and Guns N' Roses. And then tomorrow night at the Blue Note, you've got the salute to Big Babe Martin. Now, that's going to be a show, yeah. Right? The guy from Chump Change.
There's a local legend, if there ever was.
Isn't that the truth? And if you're not familiar, Babe Martin was a guitar player?
Excuse me, I got choked up.
Yeah, play guitar for...
Well, and he's been in the Columbia music scene, a big part of it, for decades.
Decades, 40 yeah, years, 50 yeah. years, something like that.
I'm not sure how long, but a long, long time.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Babe Martin, he died earlier this year, and they're doing a salute to Chump Change and Big Babe Martin. Chump Change and Friends tomorrow night, and they will be celebrating the life and times and musical genius of the Big Babe. So that's tomorrow night at the Blue Note, Saturday the 29th, doors at 7, 8 o'clock show. That'll be worth going to. All right, tonight at Rose, we got Happy Hour with King Benny. Good stuff out of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Blues.
Yep.
Yeah. Fantastic. That'll be at Rose Park. Nice afternoon. Probably get out there. It's going to be warm, but always fun to be out there on a Friday afternoon. Looks like a little bit later tonight, we've got comedy show down at Rose, Pints and Punchlines, the Rose Comedy Club. That'll be hosted by Clayton Mistler. So if you're looking for a laugh, maybe swing down to Rose a little bit later. Tomorrow night at Rose, we got the Hillbilly Heat Wave featuring Mountain Sprout, Whiskey for the Lady, and our friends the Barroom Billies.
Yeah.
Barroom Billies really sounding good lately, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them recently?
Well, they were just at Barnout last weekend.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Saw the whole crew. And yeah, they're... all three of those bands are, you might as well start drinking whiskey and jumping up and down and yelling at that show. That's going to be fun.
That's an early show, too. 5 o'clock doors, and they're going to play at 7 o'clock. I imagine that's going to be out in the park as well. So check that out Saturday if you're interested in it. For me, Saturday night, my money's on Jack Grelli at the A-Frame.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff happening, but at the Le Bourgeois Vineyards A-Frame, our friend Jack Grelli will be performing on Saturday night. That's at 7:30, and you can bet your bones that I'll be down there probably. If you got a buck or two, you might consider coming down there and have a glass of wine and see some really, really wonderful songwriting and just, yeah, I mean,
Jack,
I can't say Grelli's much for
the
Jack.
Real deal, man.
He sure is. All right, let's see. What else we got going here? Berlin, Cafe Berlin, Lover Girl with Fumes and Volvette. Boy, that's a blast from the past. I haven't heard the name Volvette in so long. That's Steph Foley and her old project. Is she still playing under that?
Yeah. She does it.
I'm trying to get Steph to come down.
Quite a bit.
I'd like to get her to come down here on the show. She's reluctant to for some reason, but I'd love to have Steph Foley down here.
Steph, come on.
I know. Come on, Steph. This is the
I love Steph.
The public twisting of the arm that we do every
we'll
Friday.
Come to your house if you don't come down here.
I don't know what the makeup of Volvette is these days. Is it just Steph?
Just Steph, as far as I know. You know, I mean, I've seen her a couple times back in the day. She had, drums.
Yeah, had a three-piece
kind of
back then.
But, Steph's always up to something
very unique.
A little off the beaten path.
That's
the
truth.
It might be a folksy thing, and it might be some kind of performance deal, and she's a creative gal.
Yeah, I've heard her sing Nancy Sinatra. She can do lots of different things.
She's something.
All right. So anyway, that'll be a fun show tomorrow night. I'm sorry, that's tonight, actually, at Berlin.
Yeah.
Lover Girl with Fumes and Volvette. And tomorrow night, you've got Heavy Diamond Ring with Sterling Pale and Cowgirl Geordi tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin. They get some great shows down there at Berlin.
Oh, they do. Yeah, Matt does a good job there. Well, the whole crew is it's just got a good vibe, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
Matt does most of the booking, though, right?
As far as I may be speaking out of turn and not knowing what I'm saying, but I think so.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff, a lot of the stuff is kind of out of my, little world, and probably out of a lot of people's, too, but it's always good quality stuff, I mean...
Yeah, that's one of the places I don't mind going if I don't know who's playing.
Exactly.
In fact, I sort of prefer it because I'm always surprised and usually pleasantly,
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so a couple things happening tonight and tomorrow at Berlin. Let's see what we have at the Roachport store. It looks like 2-Bit Steve playing tonight, and then the Megan Boyer Band tomorrow. That's Steve Anziger and Joe the drummer, and who plays bass? Is it Kyle?
No.
For those guys, I'm trying to think.
I'm going blank.
Me too.
John Galbraith. I just saw them.
Yeah, John's playing with them as well. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and those guys are entertaining.
Incredible. Oh, yeah.
Really entertaining.
Super fun. And sometimes there's a young lady that sings with them as well. I forget.
I haven't seen that, but.
Yeah. Anyway, Two-Bit Steve, real good guitar playing and some great songs tomorrow night. Tonight at the Roachport General Store. And then tomorrow you'll have the Megan Boyer Band down there at the store. Cooper's is still closed, apparently. I'm sure Dave has some comments on that. Have you even been down around the roads or anything?
I haven't because, you know, the River Road has had water and mud, and my usual routine is to spend as much time in the river bottoms as I can. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been down there in a while. But, oh, it's Tim Overshiner.
Tim is who I'm thinking
of. Yeah, guys,
yeah.
Sorry about that, Tim.
Yeah.
It's early for me, so yeah. So I'm not sure, you know, what the situation was with the roads, but
man, I guess it gives them a good reason to do all the rehab.
Yeah, well, I know they've been down there, you know, working hard, and it's kind of a thing you have to come up with when that river comes up and leaves that mud behind. If you don't clean it off immediately, it just turns to like a concrete.
Right.
You know, and you get out there with a power washer and a broom, you
forget
scrape
about it
off, and it's you know, I mean, it's a big mess, but it's easy to manage. But so they got to stay on top of things there.
Have you heard anything about what their plans are for the future for Cooper's?
I haven't. You know, I know... Richard is, you know, wanting to keep the spirit of the place alive, and I think everybody appreciates that. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do it. I mean, it definitely can use some upgrades, you know, so it'll be nice to see what they
do. Yeah. But I think, you know, once they get the river to cooperate, I'm sure they'll figure something out down there.
Yep. All right. Same thing goes for Catfish Katie's. They will be closed as well this weekend. Maybe we'll get them back in a week or two. We'll see. All right. That looks like about what I know for what's happening this weekend around town. Once again, that show at the A-Frame with Jack Grelli, I'll be there tomorrow night. Lots of other things happening tonight and tomorrow. So regardless, get out there and try to do something fun. We've got such a great little entertainment and arts and music scene around Columbia. I sure just hope people get out there and appreciate it and do some things to enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. And to enjoy your Friday morning, we have Mr. Dave Durnley in the radio station studio with me this morning, and maybe we can talk Dave into playing another song for us here.
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
What do you got? What are you gonna do?
This one's called Hiding Places.
Very good.
And this one is actually a Christmas song, even though it doesn't mention Christmas or have any of the usual Christmas trappings, but... Anyway.
All right. Wonderful. This is called Hiding Places. Dave Durnley. You're listening to it on KOPN Columbia, Open Mic Radio.
You don't need to pray for me. As a sinner, I can plainly see. Salvation has the cost I can't pay. Too much sunlight causes cancer, but darkness is no answer, so I keep a candle burning in my room. I've had good hiding places behind the smiles on all my faces. Pass, watching the world go past, another day come and gone. The light flickers as it dances with ghosts and second chances. Patron saint struggles with the gloom. A paper bag and holy wine. $3.99 with a place out of the wind. I'll find grace. As a sinner, I can plainly see salvation as a cost I can't pay.
Right. I want to let that one ring out a little bit. That was beautiful, Dave.
Oh, thank you, man.
That's one. You know, I'm thinking about putting a little record together with some of the recorded material that we've done here, you know, in the studio for the last year and a half or so. And I'm always listening for ones that I think, you know, just are just right. Wow. And that one's on the...
Well, that's another one that's never seen the light of day anywhere. So
wow, that one might end up seeing a little bit more light. Again, what's that one called?
Hiding Places.
Hiding Places. Beautiful song. Fantastic stuff. Is that a relatively new one or an older one?
That's a couple years old, maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have stuff from way back in the day that you wrote when you were a much younger man? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Some stuff. I mean, most of the ones that I play, some of them are maybe 15 years old, but, you know, they're kind of... way back when I was a kid, I used to play music and write a few songs, not that much, and then had to, you know, venture out into the real world and that kind of, you know, I handicapped myself in that way. And then once I started to escape from that, I kind of got back into it. So most of the stuff is from that point forward.
Have you always been a guitar player?
Well, no, not really. I mean, when I was a kid, I took piano lessons, and I was the kid that, you know, your mother sat there and made you practice 30 minutes a day, so I hated it. You know, I wish I would have been given a little more freedom, and I would have liked to, but played piano when I was a kid, and then in high school, you know, in band, in school, I played saxophone.
I think we talked about that a little bit before.
Yeah, and, you know, it was kind of one of those things where, like, the week after I graduated high school, I took my saxophone down to Quigley Music in Kansas City and traded it right in on a guitar.
There you go.
You know, because I'd had some guitars, but I'd never had a good one, you know.
And right.
I fixed that problem right off.
You got a few of them now.
Oh, yeah. I got way too many, probably.
How many guitars you got, you think?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Give me a guess.
Probably 30 or 35. You know, and then there's mandolins and banjos and basses. And yeah, that's, you know, it's my addiction.
That's probably a cool photo if you had a shot of, like, your music room or something like that.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, people give me a hard time about it, but I say, you know what? I don't go fishing. I don't go to the football games. I don't watch TV. I don't have a cable TV. I don't have a phone. You know, I mean, that's what I got.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
you got a camera.
Yeah, I got a camera.
And you do some wonderful photography, actually.
You.
Have you been out and about doing some photo
shoots?
I have been. Down in the river bottoms.
Not in the Boone County river bottoms lately. I've been kind of hanging out, going back and forth between here and Parkville. I've got a house over in Parkville now that I've been working on. And
is that right?
Yeah, so I've been kind of doing some stuff in the river bottoms over east of Kansas City.
Where's Parkville?
Parkville is just north of Kansas City. You know, it's a little river town. Like, if you were in downtown Kansas City there at the airport and you went up the river, you know, you'd go by Riverside and then Parkville. So it's just upriver from Kansas City.
And you just happen to own some land there or what?
Well, it's family land. And, you know, that I inherited a house. And it's the last acre and a half of land from a homestead from 1837.
Fantastic.
So it's kind of one of those deals. I don't want to really live in Kansas City. I don't want to be a landlord. But I don't want to sell it either, so right. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I understand. You know, all right.
Just drive back and forth and be confused for a while.
So photography, we haven't talked a lot about it. You prefer, I know you like to shoot wildlife, but you do a lot of just sort of roadside shots and stuff. Tell a little bit about your interest in photography.
I guess, you know, I mean, I've always been interested in photography, just like anybody. You know, had a camera, you know, my whole life and take little pics here and there. But... I guess it springs from being a bum driving around and just, you know, there for a while. There was a couple of years of my life where I had a camper basically on the back of my truck at all. I never hardly ever unhooked it, and I'd wake up this morning to say, I'm going that way, and, you know, just you see stuff along the way.
Yeah. Let the wind take you wherever you're.
Yeah,
wherever
it's
you're
not
going.
Anything that I try to direct into a, you know, or channel into some kind of you know, goal that I have. It just, you know, it's kind of like songs. It's like I'm driving along, go, I want to take a picture of that. Right. I do. So,
well, some of the photos you get of wildlife, birds in particular. I'm a big bird guy. I like birds anyway, but I'm fascinated by the photos that you get sometimes because it seems like they'd be very difficult to get. Do you have a fancy camera or?
Not too fancy. I mean, I have a pretty decent longer lens now, which is what you need for
the birds.
So
that's what it is.
But it's I don't have real elaborate equipment. You know, I spent all that money on guitars, but
right, that's right.
But you know, it's just kind of patience and like, you know, I like to go out and sit in the river bottoms and watch them. So while you're watching them, why not take a picture of them?
And that's what it takes is patience, I think, more than anything, huh?
Yeah. It's not, I don't have a particular skill that I call on. It's just like, I don't have anything better to do. So I can sit here and I can wait for that goldfinch to look just right all afternoon, you know?
that's awesome. All right. We talked about the Scrappers. You guys have a new record coming out.
Yep.
And probably an album release the weekend of the 19th of July, we're thinking. Maybe not, but maybe pencil that one in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the 19th is going to be the date. We're just not sure of what form. And I think that's actually a week. That's a Friday. Yeah, Friday.
All right. What about... hey, there we go. I figured.
Uh-oh.
Now we got real trouble. We got another Dave in the house here.
I was just going to mention this dude.
I was just going to ask if the Daves have anything coming up.
We do have something soon, coming up, and that's what, July 24th, is it?
Yes.
Let's say hello to Mr. David Angle.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Hey, get up there on that mic.
Hello.
All right. Good to see you, David.
Yeah, and that's going to be at Flat Branch out on the deck, and they used to call it Blues in the School.
It's now a Roots and Blues Foundation.
The Roots and Blues Foundation.
Fundraiser. They used to do Blues in the Schools only programming, and now they're expanding the horizon of...
That's a great project.
It is, and it's going to be even better. The new ownership of the Roots and Blues Festival has a broader vision for... what they're going to be bringing to the schools, and a Missouri-centric vision.
Really?
The folks at Flat Branch are going to brew, once again, the Bluesberry Ale.
Nice.
And we've always had fun at that event. It's going to be a little bit later this year. It's going to be 8 to 10. So they're going to kind of clear out the dinner crowd and bring in the music crowd, hopefully to support the expansion and slight change of direction of the music education program.
I remember, it's been a few years, but... It was back when it was Dave Angle and the Dog Pound Jangle.
Oh, man. It's
and
been
we,
a
and
while.
We had full-on Jangle action down there a few years ago. I remember there were 5 or 6 of you on the stage.
Indeed.
And Johnny was there, and Andy was there, and Dernley was there.
Yep.
And
Paul. And
Weber was there.
Was there. Anyway, that's a great project and something that is also a really good cause. So Blues in the School, now being called the Roots and Blues Foundation. And who's sponsoring that?
Well, it's the Roots and Blues Foundation and Thumper are going to get behind it, and Flat Branch is part of it, and the event itself is, I think, this year just going to be at Flat Branch. In years past, they've done it at other places as well, kind of rotating events, and the brewery would brew a special beer. But this year, I think it's just Flat Branch. They're continuing with the Bluesberry tradition, and they end up raising, you know, several thousand bucks for the program by the sale of that beer. So,
all right.
For better or worse, drink a Bluesberry.
There you go. Fantastic. Once again, when's that?
That is
July 24th,
I believe. The promotion really hasn't started happening yet. So
maybe we'll do some radio before then.
Yeah,
maybe have you, you,
yeah,
you come
24th,
back.
Yeah, 24th, that's a Wednesday night.
Okay, great.
I came mainly to say I am very much enjoying the Dernley songs that do not see enough of the light of day.
I'm thrilled.
I'm at home thinking, I've never heard this song. And I hear a lot of Dave Dernley songs.
That's right.
I've got stacks of them you've never heard.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. And that's being
and there's a good reason for that.
But I, like Mike, I was stopped in my tracks with that Hiding Places song.
No kidding, right?
Hooray.
Nice. All right, well, we got about 11 minutes, and I'm going to drag one more out of him because... When we on the way out, I'll play a recorded one. I've got Old Colburn and Train that I recorded from you about a year ago.
Okay.
And that way I'll have a few minutes to let Diana get set up. But we can have one more live if you can maybe do that now.
I can.
We can chat with Dave a few more minutes before we roll out, okay?
All right.
All right, everybody. It's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit. No, it's Open Mic Radio
Open Mic.
On KOPN
Open
Columbia.
Open Mic Orbit.
It is Mike, though. We just don't know
Mike.
What show it is.
And I've got Dave Angle and Dave Dernley in the studio with me this morning. Great to have Dave Angle drop in and say hi. and we're going to get another song here from Durnley, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right. This one's called I Know Your Secret.
All right.
I know your secret. Now it's mine. Dormant from our guilt. We can wake it up from time to time. Lives in my memory and stays behind the line until I need it and I call it. Once again, it's mine. Now come closer so I can tell that you remember when we let it out and I recall your smell and the touch of your fingers gently on my arm will do harm, will do some harm. Let it be heard without speaking a word. The touch of your skin was all I heard. Your dark brown eyes to speak all the lies. When I laid down beside you with a hand upon your thigh, excuses you make. Not yet in your mind, but they're in mine, they're in mine. I know your secret, now it's mine. Have the power to hurt me now that our secrets are entwined. We hide it deep, deep within. The day will come when it gets out to work its charms again. Always in fashion, just the right words. Touch of your skin was all I heard. I know your secret, covered in rust. Every now and then, we polish it with lust. Measure our love, is it all amiss? Just a kiss, forbidden kiss.
Yeah.
That one hadn't come out much either.
All this shit with lust.
I love it.
There's
I love
a lot
it.
Of moments in that song where the turn of the phrase is duly noted.
Fantastic stuff. Dave Durnley, once again, everybody.
Hey, David, thanks for having me, man.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy it. And Dave Angle, thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having this show.
I'm having a hard time believing that the Daves aren't going to be playing until July 24th. That just doesn't sound right.
Well, you know, it's kind of vacation time, and Justin's been working like a crazy man.
True enough.
So it's, you know, summertime is both relaxing and challenging.
But okay. we're actually playing and practicing and rehearsing and working on stuff, getting ready for Roots and Blues.
Oh yeah.
I don't like to call it practicing.
Well, yeah, okay.
Whatever it is, I'm glad you guys are doing it because that's going to be a great show as well.
And
I'm
Alan, forward. That's what. Well, I guess
Alan Loshbaugh playing with you guys
we have
now.
A bass player now, so fantastic. We have our shit
well, and that's true. It's not because we don't really sit around and practice. We sit around and play, and it's just getting familiar with each other. And he's been a good addition so far. So
he's disciplined. That discipline word again.
There you go. Tony Lovins says, "Tell Dave I like him no matter what anybody else says." And I'm not sure which one of you he's talking about. But
that's the beauty.
He's just saying that because I owe him money and he wants me to pay him.
Oh, no. Back to that again. All right, everybody. We're running out of time here. Thanks again, David. I'll see you, if not tonight, tomorrow, at the Jack Grelly Show. I don't know about you, Dave Angle, but Jack Grelly tomorrow.
Come see Jack. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Come on back next week. We'll have Mike Nolan, the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. We've got Nick Gorham, Samantha Furkey, Mike Marshall, The Sweaters, Sliced Bread, Van Ghost.
Nick Gorham is coming here?
I'm hoping to have him play some solo songs for
us.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, he plays guitar and sings and writes some songs
Nicky,
as well.
Oh, yeah, Nicky. I love Nick.
Yeah, so we're going to get Nick down here. And Steph Foley, we talked about trying to get her. I've always loved to have Rae Fitzgerald if I can get her. She knows the door's open. So anyway, lots of good stuff coming, so we'll keep it up and stick around. Diana's coming at you in just a few minutes here, speaking of the arts, and enjoy the weekend. It's a wonderful Friday. It's going to be a little warm out there, but get out there and enjoy it. It's summertime, and make it yours, okay? Be cool to yourselves and everybody else, and I'll be back at you next week. This is one from Durnley that was recorded about a year ago here in the studio. It's called Old Coal Burning Train. It's Mike and Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Take care of yourselves. Play us another one then, Dave.
Well, you want to hear Old Coal Burning Train?
I want to hear Old Coal Burning Train, sure. Okay.
I'm not traveling to Mars. Here on Earth is home, not out among the stars. Her memory like tattoos when I think. I let her put her mark on me, permanent like ink. Had my time upon the stage. The curtain rose, I took my cue and I read from the wrong page. I've always had a tendency to drift. Time now slows me down, my mind and fingers stiff. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. And an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal burning train. When I wake, the morning's cool, and I wasted writing poetry like all the other fools. So I shiver in the dew, waiting for the sun to warm me like she used to do. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. The track is grown up now in weeds. Men who drove the spikes are dead and time forgot their deeds. Roundhouse at the end of the line. Well, it's gone, the train can't turn around and go back into its time. For my old truck's in the driveway with a half a tank of gas. I got money in my pocket and I'm running from the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through his veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old burning train.